Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Underdog Sports. Remember, we're just a bunch of dudes that love sports and betting on games. We also like to give you guys the ins and outs of the sports world. But today's a little bit different. Today we are still going to be covering our drinks, but we're also starting the process of reviewing our local food. Wow, can't even talk. Fuel. I guess fuel. Yeah, that works. Our local food spots, different diners, different restaurants. You know, we might even throw some donut shops or ice cream places. You never know. But that's basically what
donuts. Donuts aren't big on me. Whatever you want to say.
Really, you don't like donuts?
No, they just don't sit well.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah. If it's good enough, then you don't care how it makes your stomach.
Does it clump on you? Is that why?
No, it runs out of me.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that really?
It runs out of me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you don't have to poop for a while, I guess you can poop there, huh? Go out and find it.
Maybe they're just going to a place that reuses their oil too much.
Maybe. Rob, sorry, do you want to hit what our next thing and our next topic that we normally hit?
Well, before we get into the next topic, let's just do a quick reminder. We can be offensive. We can use some adult words.
Adult sports bar words.
Yeah, or like your team's losing kind of words.
Yep.
Or
competitive words.
Kirk Cousins throws his fourth pick of the afternoon kind of words.
Typical Viking.
Yeah. So, just be aware of that. One thing I did want to add to Chris is we'll be... Wait, what was I going to say? Shit, I'm getting...
You're getting old, man.
I am. I don't even remember what I was going to add on.
You know, this happens when we run two episodes in a night. If you guys are interested in whatnot, we're continuing
from
our Whiskey Biz podcast that we also have. That's Podcast with a K. You know, we rate whiskeys on there, but that's where we're continuing to our next one right now. Possibly you might have found out what you were trying to say there, Rob.
No, I don't think I did. Okay. So, we can't be offensive, blah, blah, blah. Just probably not best to have us with the kids in the car or have us on a stereo at your work that is up. Not
other
in your ears.
Other people can hear and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe not best. But we try to give you the best content we can. I really wish I could think of what I wanted to tell you or what I wanted to add on, but I can't think of it.
You know, we tend to go down rabbit holes, so
I'll probably
figure it
out.
Come back
you know
it.
What's going to happen is right before we say, see you guys, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, that's what it was. Happens all the time. That comes with age. So,
hey, before you actually tie in, then, that's probably what you're about to hit. We are minus Charles tonight.
Yes,
Charles had to go home early. You know, it's a little bit later in the day and whatnot, so we want to make sure that he's home and safe and... you know, sleeping and getting ready for his 4 o'clock shift that he normally has.
I like the fact that you still say sleeping, steeping.
He's sheeping. I have a little one. That's why I say that. But today, what are we drinking, Rob? What you got?
Well, today, honestly, because we just came off our Whiskey Biz podcast, I still have a little whiskey in my glass, so that'll probably hit my lips soon. Devo and I were out shopping for whiskey, and we're like, hey, let's take a look at the beer, because we always usually drink beer here. So we found this kind of exotic beer, Stone Exotic Destinations.
Sounds cool.
It's an IPA.
Yeah, and it's an IPA. It's a hop-fueled journey.
Okay.
Kind of like our, talking about the NBA, could be a hop-fueled journey.
Okay.
So a lot of those guys got hops.
Oh, they got hops.
Yeah, hops.
That's where you were going.
Yeah.
I didn't know where the hell he was going.
So, what did you think I was going, like weed or something?
I didn't know what you were going with.
So, it's we haven't even tried it yet, but it's 7.5% alcohol by volume, so it's pretty strong.
Okay.
So, I think we'll go ahead and give this a sip if you want to talk about what you're drinking.
Go ahead and give it a taste. I lack on this. I need to start doing better on it. I'm back to the seltzer game. How was it, guys?
Interesting. Yeah. To me, it's kind of like a tropical IPA, which, now that I think of it, we probably should have caught that off of the and exotic destinations.
Yeah, the
probably tropical.
It does have more of like a Hawaiian.
Yeah, it has like
something like that feel to.
Yeah, some fancy pink flowers and shit.
It's from Stone.
It's good. It's kind of mellow for an IPA. But it still has that like hoppiness.
Right.
A hop heavy, hop forward. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just laughing, and I'm going to bring this up.
Thinking about a bunny rabbit hopping?
No.
I did.
It gives me away, because I told you guys it smelled like ass.
Oh,
and then you guys called me out on it. That's pretty funny. Sorry. Rabbit hole one, I guess.
Yeah. To give the full story, Chris decides to rip ass. We decided to move out to the garage just to change up scenery a little bit. And so Devo and I went in to get the beer and to get him a drink too. And he decides to rip ass and think it's funny that when we're getting him a beverage that he's going to just, you know, what a dick is what I have to say.
Yeah.
You're the dude at a like a sports bar that like farts and then walks away to the bathroom, aren't you?
I might have done that. Sure. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for my taste or whatever, you know, it. I don't think I would have it watching
sports.
Sports.
No.
No.
Is it more a summer beer? Is that what you're kind of feeling there?
No, it's definitely more for, you know, the winter weather type of thing, but it's a lot heavier than what I would normally, like, if I was going, like, IPA, it would probably be hazy IPA type of deal for sports. And so it's a little heavier.
So to go on kind of the same, to disagree, if I liked this, I would drink it during sports, but I don't really like it.
No, so, you don't, huh?
No, I'm not a huge fan. It's a little too floral for me. I mean, given IPAs tend to be a little floral to begin with, but it's just, it's not hitting the notes for me.
Cool. That's something different. I'm actually surprised that you guys, or you didn't like it. Do you like it, Devo? Like, would you buy it again?
I probably wouldn't buy it again.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, but sucks to be stone exotic.
I mean, it would be one of those things where someone said, like, oh, dude, try this out. And I would try it, and I'd probably try and keep a straight face by saying, like,
It's cool.
Yeah, because, you know, they're excited about it, but...
Now I'm starting to question things that you've liked that I've talked to you about.
No. Shouldn't.
You don't just go, I've heard that sound before.
So no. High, late at night, weird.
Yeah.
When we lived together. Yeah. Didn't know if it was him. Him or Ariana.
Hopefully it was more than, Unless they were whipping. They were licking whipped cream off of each other or something.
Or whipping.
Or whipping their own cream.
Whipping whipped cream. It's okay. Ariana doesn't listen to this one, and neither does our family, so it's all good. We mentioned this before, but this week we are going to actually start hitting our food restaurants as well and reviewing local food restaurants. Devo, you want to take them down that path?
Yeah, so we went to one of our normal places that we tend to go to.
Four Sundays.
Yeah,
watching football. For Super Bowl.
For Super Bowl, and it's usually for breakfast burritos. And so we decided we were going to go.
They're the go-to for breakfast burritos.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Hash browns with their eggs, like
a lot of bacon, or depending on what you get, but we mostly all get bacon.
They do
put a decent amount of bacon in
there. I think their sauce is pretty legit too.
The hot sauce is good too.
Yeah. Like, sometimes bacon's a little undercooked, but it's still good enough to like get by. It's not one that like
you just continuously chewing you can't eat it.
And it's not one of those like when you have a shitty breakfast burrito with like bad bacon, you're just like, fuck this, I'm throwing it out. This one, like, you still eat because there's a lot of good in there, and I do like that they use a lot of cheese.
Even though you're lactose intolerant or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love cheese. Cheese doesn't love me. Except I think cheese fucks with me more than donuts fuck with you. Okay? So, but I do like that they're... Sometimes I like it when the cheese isn't fully melted.
Really? You like that?
I do, because it's like hot and cold. Okay. I don't know why. I just like it.
How funny. No, I do that. And they're decently sized. I mean, they're size
They're big. About $7. Like, but like it's worth it.
Like...
Chipotle burrito. You could say that,
I don't think it's like, it's not something that you'd be like, oh shit, that was way too expensive. Because no, I think it's worth it.
It's worth it, for sure. But sorry, so go ahead, Devo.
So, I mean, tonight we went ahead and we went more on the dinner side. And
did we say Jim's? Sorry.
Yeah, I said Jim's. Okay, sorry. If you're kind of familiar, it's off of Foothill.
It's an upland.
Between,
just west of San Antonio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say in between Mountain and San Antonio.
By Alpine High School.
Yeah, just west of. How much further? What's their address again?
I don't even know. Shoot.
But yeah, we went more dinner rounds, and I went with the Fresco burger and
Fresco
fries.
Burger or Fresco?
No, it is. Is it?
Is it like a Mexican? Is it like a Mexican?
I thought
burger?
I read it as Fresco. It
it's
might
Frisco.
Be Frisco.
It's the Frisco. Burger.
Okay,
that's
so Frisco.
It was Fresco.
I guess I'm still a little peeved because, you know, it says that it has sourdough bread, and yet I had to pick whether it was
white or wheat.
So,
well, in their defense, we were stuck because we were doing our other episode and we wanted to have the food right before this episode. I think in future episodes we'll actually have the food with the episode.
We'll be eating
but
with it, yeah.
We got a little delayed because the IRS was messing with us and didn't want to give us an employer identification number, which we'll get into a little later. But sorry, Devo, continue.
No, that's fine.
Usually we'll be eating on the episode is what I was trying to say. I don't know if I said that. I may have.
You kind of
did. Who the fuck knows? I'm drunk. Yeah.
But that's the one that I got. And, you know, it was pretty solid. I would probably not order that specific one again. I would want to try their bacon just because of
the breakfast burritos.
Yeah, just to see how good it is in the
What came in your burger?
So in the burger itself, it did have Parmesan cheese as the cheese part of it, the patty, lettuce, tomato, onions. Kind of like a general unusual, burger. Yeah.
The Parmesan was like grilled on the bread, right?
So
it looked tasty.
That was probably pretty different. It did look tasty.
Yeah, it like I said, it was solid. But
not what you would buy again.
Right.
I gotcha. That's pretty cool. Did you get fries with that?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. They kind of reminded me a little bit of like Legends fries.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with Upland Rancho area.
They remind me of like all restaurants like that. Like the little hole in the wall like place where the fries aren't like some are crispy, but most of them are just a little floppy. The one complaint that I had in the past was they didn't season them well, but I felt like these were well seasoned.
Yeah, they were this time.
They were. I like crispy fries.
Same.
But I really liked those today.
Yeah, they were good. You know, tying into that, Rob and I both got the same thing. We both just got their simple cheeseburger. But it was pretty big. It filled me up.
It was a good size.
Yeah, I mean, I ate it pretty fast. Of course, I was trying to scarf it down. But no, it was good. I mean, it had decent amount of cheese. The bread's fresh, so that you can't really complain about that. Sometimes you go different places, it cannot be fresh. Same thing with the onions, the pickles. It did come with tomato, but I didn't get that. And then their Thousand Island dressing that goes on it, and that ties into where I got the fries as well. And you know, tying into Legends gives you a lot more fries, but
sometimes you don't need them though. Nah, like they give you so much, and that it didn't look like there was a lot in that little bag that they gave you. But there were a shit ton.
Yeah, when I put it on the plate, it filled the whole plate. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't really complain about that. And, I mean, coming down to where it was $11 maybe, you know, that's worth it to me. I mean, there's different places where we pay. I mean, think about, like, Chipotle, and we pay $9 just for a simple burrito with no sides, you know?
Yeah. Part of the reason that we paid that much, though, was because we had delivery, so there was a tip, all that. And the thing that surprised me most. Oh, and they also didn't have meals on the
delivery
site, which was weird. But you can pick it up there, and I think it's about $7.50 to $8 for a cheeseburger
meal. Okay.
So I think we paid, you know, a little extra for the tip and for the delivery, whatever. It's all good. We used DoorDash this time. I do like DoorDash because their Dash Pass is pretty solid. Anything over $12, you don't pay the delivery fee.
Oh, really? Is that like you have to pay for that?
It's $10 a month, but if you order like three times, you're basically getting your money back.
Okay.
And they also have a cool thing, like if you order it for pickup, you save like 10% on your next order.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had bad experience with DoorDash.
Really?
Yeah. My driver stole my food.
What? Oh, that was Abbott?
Nah, that too, actually. So it's been multiple times. That's pretty funny that you remember that. Yeah, Tori ordered and the Habit fucked us on that. But no, this time I bought from Round Table and I spent like $80. I got like two pizzas, I got wings, Parmesan steaks, like all this, the whole nine yards, and a salad. And then the driver came and left. Didn't even deliver it to the right address, just left. And so I was pissed.
I would be too.
Yeah, I called them and the person was extremely rude. I just didn't have a great time with them. And then the manager came on and I'm like, this is really how you guys treat your customers? Like, this is really poor. Like, I won't use DoorDash again. And she was like, well, I would love that if you would. Like, can we give you a credit? And I'm like, well, I mean, how fast is the food? Yeah, I'm like, how fast is the food going to get here? Because it's not necessarily like Round Table's fault. It's your guys' fault. It's your driver's fault. And then on top of that, and then she was like, well, I can give you a credit of $5, whatever. I'm like, no, that's not even worth it. Like, just give me my whole money back then. And I said, and I won't use you guys again. And she was like, oh, well, okay, let me see what I can do. And then she ended up giving me like $13.83 or whatever, which basically was the same price of what it would have been for like a burrito from Chipotle. Because she saw that was my latest one that I did before then. And she was like, well, how about if we just give you $13? It's the cost of what it would cost you for Chipotle. Like, hopefully you use this again. And I was like, you know what, fine, whatever. And I haven't had any issues.
Deleted the app or no?
No, I actually haven't had any issues since then. It was better that way.
You were flagged.
Yeah, I know. And they were like, fuck this. Don't mess with this dude. This dude's a dick.
So one thing on tonight's meal. Yeah, I haven't had any bad luck with DoorDash, though. I've had pretty good luck with them. The only thing is, and I complained about it in our other episode that will be released on Sunday with Whiskey Biz, they tend to leave it in front of my gate, like right in front. And I have to like push the gate open, so then you have like the shitty paper bag that's underneath like fall apart because it's, you know, all the moisture and they use it. Yeah, whatever. So that's a bitch about that. But today, one thing I was surprised about is we had the food delivered, so that meant that it took about probably 10 to 15 minutes to get here, even though it's close by. And then we didn't eat it for about another 20 to 30 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
And it still tasted fresh and was good.
It was warm, yeah.
Like, in a lot of cases, the food gets soggy. Definitely. The fries are shit.
Definitely.
The burger bun gets soggy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't experience that at all.
I didn't either, actually.
I didn't either. No.
Yeah, I was really...
That was one thing that surprised me the most. And now it makes me want to go get their dinner, like, fresh. Yeah. Because it can only be better.
Oh,
right?
Definitely. Yeah, no, so, I would say the same thing. I mean, the fries were a little bit colder, but you expect that over 40 minutes.
Yeah, but they're still good.
Yeah, they were still warm enough to where you could eat them. Sometimes you get those cold fries, and you're like, fuck, I don't want these. I wasted it. And the burger was warm. I didn't have any complaints. I mean, it was, as soon as I took a bite, it was...
You definitely scarfed that thing down, so...
I did. Yeah, thanks, Fatty. All right. Appreciate it.
We don't eat as slow as you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize that I'm a slow eater. I like to enjoy my food.
You make love. No, you don't. You make love to your food over there, though, man. That's shit.
So that was my biggest thought, was just like, it's a place that you can order delivery and still expect the food to be good. And that's how it is with the breakfast burritos. A lot of the times we get them delivered.
Easy, yeah.
And they're still good when they get here, even though the bag's all soggy from like the heat and steam from the burrito.
Shoot.
And the bag's falling apart and all that, but... The food's still good, and I think that's the biggest thing for
sometimes
me.
Sometimes I'll even show up late, and you still haven't even eaten yours, or ate yours, however you want to put the phrase, and it's still warm when we get it. Like, you'll get it 10 to 15 minutes before I get here, and it's still warm. So, hey, kudos to that.
Yeah, they do a good job with it.
One of the things we did want to hit on this is kind of what we got, how good it was, which hopefully you got from what we told you, the price. I felt like the price was pretty relative. I mean, I wouldn't mind paying that, and... If we were to pick it up, it would be cheaper. But,
yeah, of course.
You know, I felt like that meal filled me up. I mean, shoot, I still had fries left over that we ended up giving to Charles. You know,
I didn't, but I should have had fries left over. Like, I could have stopped, but the fries were so good, it was like, I can't stop.
I get that. Yeah, but I had some fries left over, at least maybe a little bit less than half, but Charles scarfed those down for me.
Same here.
Yeah, same for you.
Yeah.
And one of the last things we would say, our question is would you recommend what you got? You know, me personally, I would tell anybody, especially if you're balling on a budget in a sense, because we can go to In-N-Out and pay $10, you know.
I think it's comparable prices. In-N-Out is basically what you're looking at.
Yeah, I definitely, and I would recommend it. I think that it is a good purchase, as a big truck goes by. Sorry about that, guys. But no, I would recommend what I got. I think that was very tasty, and I look forward to trying something different from there or another place.
Definitely. The only complaint I have about Jim's. Love everything. Prices are good. Their drink prices are a little ridiculous.
$3.99 for a small or something like that.
Well, that was on the app, but like even if you go through the drive-thru, like their large drink is like $3.70.
Yeah.
And that's just a little high. That's just my input. I think like that $2.50 to $3 is about as high as you can go for a large drink. Huh. And you better make sure that soda is perfectly carbonated if you're going to charge that damn much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's my only complaint. Everything else, always... I've never had any complaints about their food. There's Fountain because occasionally I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to just pay the $4 for the soda. Fountain's good, but it's just expensive.
No, great.
Yeah, and then I would probably recommend it. The only reason I say probably is because of the fact that it wasn't sourdough bread.
You could have written in the notes, just so you know. There are notes.
He doesn't know all that stuff. He's not tech savvy. He's the old guy of the group.
Yeah, he is.
Even though you're our age.
I'm older.
You are the dad of the group.
I am. God dang.
So, I would definitely recommend it. I think, you know, I had no complaints.
I'm curious to see what Jim's also has to offer. I mean, it's not like we're only going to eat at Jim's. We'll probably try other places. Maybe next week we'll try Mexican food, or depending on what we're really feeling. But
I think we should all try the same meal.
The same meal? You think
I think
that
would be good. Just
but if we do multiple meals, then we can... taste, or we can knock more out at once, so we can recommend more to people.
True, but on the same hand, like, at least they can get different perspectives on that same meal. That's just my thought.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully this podcast isn't going to end in, like, 4 more weeks where we can only offer 4 more meals.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, and a lot of these takeout places we're going to go to, they only have so many, like, popular plates.
That's true. I'll give you that. You know, hitting on the rest of the episode, here's kind of the breakdown of what we normally do. We're going to We're going to touch up a little bit on the college football and how that season ended yesterday, actually. We'll hit NBA basketball. We'll talk about our picks and our previous picks. We'll also hit the NFL and then our NFL picks. You know, starting right off the bat with college football, that Alabama game last night was sad. Alabama legit just ran over Ohio State like they weren't even out there, like they were a JV team.
We picked Ohio, too.
Mm-hmm. The only one that did it was Charles. Charles picked Bama. I don't know if it was really so much that I was betting in the sense that I want Ohio State to, like, I really thought they would do it, or if it was more of, like, me wanting them to have to cover that. So it would be a closer game. I mean, they lost by, I think, over 20 points or at least 14. But Alabama just embarrassed them.
Well, and it sucks, too, when you're in that kind of a game. You want a good game. Mm-hmm. Like, for a championship game, whether it's, you know, college football, college basketball,
NBA, NFL, whatever it may be. Yeah,
anything. You want a good game, and it's just not fun when you don't have a good game.
No, completely agree. I mean, Alabama legit dominated. It was like last year with LSU dominating on Clemson. It was the same thing. Mac Jones threw for 5 touchdowns. Najee Harris, who's their running back, he ran for over 100. Like, he just did his thing. And then Devontae Graham, the kid that won the Heisman, best player, the wide receiver for them, easily just superstar. He just showed why he should be a top 2, top 3 pick. You know, my dad and I always talk about it, and he's like praying that the Eagles will get him at 6. But I don't even think he lasts that long. I mean, my dad and I were texting, and all of a sudden he goes, after the game, he goes, yeah, he's not going to be there at 6 for the Eagles. I mean, it's just one of those things. The kid's arms are, like, not to be, you know, racial in any type of sense, but they're legit all the way down to his knees. Like, it's nuts. So he's 6'3". It's 6'3". There's always things that
Chris, I think you saying not to be racial made it more racial.
Probably. Yeah. You know, tough shit.
I think it did.
You could have easily just said, he's got long arms.
Yeah, it's got really long arms. But, you know, it's kind of crazy to look at it. I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, the NFL draft that's coming up in the next couple months. I'm curious. I'm curious to see what ends up tying it all together. I was really curious, and I like looking at these. But the way too early top 25. And basically, since yesterday was the finals, they come down and they rank next year for the kids that are incoming and are on the team and kind of give it like a pre-top 25 that people can base off of where they are. Every year it's been different. Every year there's different players. Of course, this isn't counting all the kids that are coming in next year because you don't know how good they will be. Wow, they will be, or transfers. Who knows, with COVID, they might be able to transfer whenever they want to. But the top five that's coming in is basically, they have Clemson at 1, Alabama at 2, they have 3 as Oklahoma, 4 as Georgia, and then 5 as Ohio State. You know, someday I hope that UCLA can be up there. I'm hopeful. I don't know if they ever will be. I kind of hoped with Chip Kelly being hired that he would make a good change there, slowly but surely. But hey, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, COVID gets them back to normal, and we can have an actual season and be able to go to games again. Because that's like my favorite part is tailgating. I don't know if you guys have ever done it. I feel like
that's how a lot of, because you're such a big drinker.
It's not even that, man. I know, it's just like, yeah,
it's just atmosphere.
Yeah, atmosphere, hanging out, playing cornhole, you know, shooting the shit, you know, the food. Yeah, that's like the fun part. Just being able to bond with your brothers and friends. That goes a long way, you know.
Yeah, and kind of on the topic of draft, in case the Houston Texans weren't listening last episode, I just want to reiterate that the Vikings would love to take Deshaun Watson off your hands and give you Kirk Cousins, because I would argue that Kirk Cousins more reliable than Tua. So let's go ahead and make that trade. Let's just make it official. I will shit myself if that trade goes through.
That would be pretty funny. You'd be the one that called that out, huh?
I will be forever known as the person that led to the Texans trading to the Vikings.
You know, and sorry, I'm going back to the college football part. you know, it's remarkable to be a coach and be able to win a championship and have a chance to play for a championship.
Uh-huh.
But just imagining being the only coach that breaks the record and wins 7 national championships. 7. Or 6. 6.
Bro, don't even give me a championship. Just give me their salary.
No shit, huh?
Jesus. So yeah, they make as much as, like, pro coaches do.
Oh, they probably, some of them probably make more. I'm sure Saban makes more than most pro coaches. And remember, he is, technically, Alabama football at that university is pro football. Clemson, that is pro football. You know, Texas, it used to be. You know, Ohio State, that is their pro football team. No offense to Cleveland. They had a great, you know, we're doing good and stuff like that. But that is, that's everything to them. Their weeks are shit if their team loses.
No offense, the Brownies are winning it, bro.
I know, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah. But like Michigan, you know, same thing. And they're in talks right now of giving Jim Harbaugh an extension. You know, that's their everything out there. They don't care about the Lions. They care more about Michigan football or Michigan State, depending on what side you're on.
Yeah.
Our next topic that we'll kind of roll into is going to be the NBA. You know, it's kind of crazy. This year is hectic. We're finally running into games where COVID is now postponing games. You know, a couple of teams aren't having enough eligible players, even though they raised teams to like 15, I think, active players they can have. You know, some teams aren't even allowed to, or aren't even being able to staff 8 players. Wow. Yeah, so that's really coming down to, like, do you raise the active roster? I think you do. I think you allow each team to have 20 guys.
Yeah, but
those other 5 guys aren't going to play unless other players aren't able to.
Yeah, but if your starters aren't playing, I get the idea of, like, postponing the game.
Yeah, and I can
like, if you lose one starter, you could lose a starter to an injury in general.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, weren't you giving them props on how few COVID cases they had a while
ago?
Yeah,
and then it just shot up. And the main reason is just because a lot of these players aren't taking last week, I think it was when I was saying that, but in consideration of, like, going out. You can't go out in public and not wear a mask.
Right.
And that ties into the next thing that I'm going to talk about, is Kyrie Irving. And what an idiot. So, if you don't know, Kyrie Irving basically just has been spotted at his sister's birthday party without a mask, around multiple people. Hanging out, talking, doing his thing, drinking Kool-Aid, who knows. And then all of a sudden, you know, he holds out of games because he's saying, oh, because everybody ran the Capitol, I'm not going to play. This is my stand. Like, this is me standing about.
Hopefully they aren't paying him.
And, well, this is the funny part. At first, the NBA was like, you know what? We understand that. We respect you. We completely respect you. Well, a couple days ago, I think it was like 1 or 2 days ago, this video popped up that he was at his sister's birthday over the weekend, and they think that he's holding himself out because he might have been exposed to COVID. And if that's the case, then they're going to fine him $416,000, I think it was. Like,
I think they should fine him and take away his salary for those games.
Yeah, definitely. Like what he would have made and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's inconsiderate. And I get his movement and everything like that. But that's the thing. Like, he said, oh, it's personal. Personal. Bullshit. If you want to change something and you have that platform, say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable playing. And I'm going to take a stand where I'm not going to play because of the other social issues that have gone down.
And if you really want to make a stand, be willing to take that cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a true stand. Yeah. Or donate it to mm-hmm. a certain thing.
Mm-hmm. Donate to the cause. Donate to the rehabilitation or whatever it may be, you know? That's just my thoughts. What, Devo? What was wrong there?
No.
Oh,
I was taking a sip of my beer.
Your beer?
My beer.
I got you. You know, and that's just kind of one of the things. A lot of players have, you know, sat out, done things, had precaution of COVID. But one player that's kind of standed out this whole entire time, and we gave Charles a whole bunch of shit about the Knicks, but Julius Randle, man, he's a monster.
He is.
He's finally playing up to what he should be, you know, what he was expected to back in the day when he got drafted by the Lakers. You know, the dude's finally shining. The Knicks are playing great team basketball. They're doing their thing. You know, they're buying into the system. They're buying in on how they want to play. And they're doing they're 5-6 right now. I think they're in like the ninth place. But everybody expected them to be like 2-8, which is basically what the Raptors are right now. Raptors suck. It's funny, you lose Ibaka, and I don't think they really lost anybody else other than Kawhi, of course, the year before that. But last year
they were fine.
Yeah, last year they made the playoffs. This year, they basically have the same team, and they can't even do anything. They're 3-8 on the year. Siakam misses 2 game winners in a row because they think that's their go-to guy, and I'm sorry, he's not very good. I've never thought he was good. I don't know how he made the All-Star game last year.
Who? I'm sorry.
Pascal Siakam.
Mm.
He's like 30 years old as a three-year player coming out of New Mexico State. And he's just, I don't know. I'm not a fan of him. His kind of shows that he can't carry a team. Neither can Fred VanVleet or Kyle Lowry. They're not great players, in my opinion.
Well, they are great players. They aren't that player.
I'll give you that. My bad. Yeah. You know, another team that we kind of gave shit to when our first couple episodes of the NBA was coming around was the Warriors when they got smacked by the Nets.
Yeah.
The Warriors are actually playing pretty well, man. They're 6-4. They came back big on the freaking Clippers the other night. They were down by like almost, I think it was 22 points, and then came back and won by 10. Heartbreaking.
Is that not classic Clippers, though?
It is, man. It's so frustrating. I just...
You're in your Clippers hoodie.
Yeah, Ty Lue just didn't do his thing. Didn't manage that very well. It's frustrating. We don't have a killer instinct. We're not okay. Kawhi, I don't think, wants to take that stand all the time of being that guy that shuts them down and just says, you know what, fuck it, we're doing it this way. You know, like the LeBron factor or another player of that sense. You know, so the Warriors have kind of been a little bit more surprising. I'm kind of excited to see how the rest of the season goes, even though Kelly Oubre and Andrew Wiggins are basically killing their team. So it's funny when you watch the Warriors, they'll start Oubre, and then third quarter he plays a little bit less, and then the fourth quarter he hardly plays. They do not close the game with him. They put other players in. So they got Brad Wanamaker. Yeah, they got Brad Wanamaker. They got other players. Is it not going as well over there?
No, I think we're just a little louder than usual. We're a little closer.
Yeah.
Maybe I turned it down too much. Sorry, guys. I'm making editing right now. Mid-episode.
Mid-episode, yeah. The last thing that I kind of wanted to hit on for the NBA is that LaMelo Ball was the youngest player to ever record a triple-double in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
did they win, though?
They did.
Good.
Yeah, the Hornets have been playing well. He had two nights back-to-back where he almost hit a triple-double. The night previously before his triple-double game, he had 9 assists. And he was sitting at the scores table. I was watching the game. They're playing the Pelicans against his brother, who he basically crucified. He killed his brother, Lonzo. But LaMelo sat at the scores table from like a minute or 3:30, like 3:15, and didn't get in until there was like 49 seconds left because the team, there was no dead ball. So it like sucks because the kid could have got it then. And then the following night, he ended up getting it. So that's pretty cool. And it's not common for a kid to come off the bench and get a triple-double. And LaMelo's been doing that.
Very
Yeah. And then they did it two nights in a row. He almost got it back-to-back nights. You know, one of the things that I laugh at is I am now starting to get more into, I know my father has done it for a while, but collecting cards, basketball cards.
Mm-hmm.
And before LaMelo had his triple-double, like when he first got it, it was like $2, $5. I saw one for $20. Mm-hmm. And now since he got the triple-double, it like quadrupled in price. So it's like funny how it'll affect like play and like, you know, payments and stuff like that. But yeah, that just kind of tripped me out. I'm super proud of LaMelo. I think that's awesome. I mean, I always thought that he was capable of doing so. You know, but it ties into another thing where how bad do you have to be when, or how bad do you feel when your two brothers are in the NBA and you're not? And then the G League or D League or whichever way it is now goes, and then you go undrafted in that too. And what I'm referring to is LaMelo Ball. Is still not a part of an active roster.
Is he still really young, though?
He is. He's like 21, 22. But he's really trying to just say, no, I'm going to the G League, then I'm going to the NBA. And in all reality, he probably could make seriously good money, be a stud overseas, and then come over that way. And it's not like it's uncommon. There's been plenty of players that have done that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, PJ Tucker, Patrick Beverly, like they've done that route where they've gone over there, invested in themselves, and then come back and been in the NBA, and now they've been in the NBA for many years. You know, just because it's not the same way that they're used to or they want doesn't mean it's the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like my two cents. I don't think LaMelo Ball listens to this or any of the Ball brothers. But if they did, like, why not take that chance? Go make money. Go play the game you love. You're going to get better. You're going to play better players than Scuba Steve at 24 Hour Fitness. You know, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's your name? I'm pissing on the wall.
But that's my two cents. If I was young and athletic in that sense, and I joke around that he should go play in football and shit, why not? Give that a chance next year. If you can't make the NBA roster or a G League roster, go play in the NFL. I'm sure one team will give you a chance. maybe you're on their practice squad, and then you get a chance, and then maybe you turn into be a great superstar NFL player. Most basketball players, yeah, most basketball players are pretty successful in the NFL.
I was gonna say Gates was.
Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce played basketball as well. So did George Kittle. You know, it's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. You know, so
they got the hands.
No, definitely. Shoot. Definitely.
They got the height. Mm-hmm. Dang.
So kind of another thing that we do when we pick our games, you know, we kind of realize that spread isn't too consistent in these games. Maybe a couple, maybe a handful out of the 16 that we called last episode were there. But if you do more of like the spread case, and that's, or excuse me, if you just did pick them, you know, it's a little bit easier. The spreads that are three or less, always just pick them straight up. Last week, Rob was 12-4. Charles was 12-4.
Oh, boo!
And I wanted 13, to win. And I was 13-3. You know, it's kind of cool when you look at that. Overall records: Rob is 28-14. Charles is 29-14, and I'm 30-13. And Devo's 5-6. Luckily, Devo is
this
back.
Is Hike.
Yeah, right?
Luckily, it is actually. Holy shit, that is mine.
Luckily, this week, Devo is back, and we're actually going to cover most, if not all, of the games coming up in the next week of just straight picks. Devo, you want to start? Starting with Wednesday, yeah.
So Wednesday, which would be tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that is tomorrow. Thank you for your great insight, a wise one.
First up would be Mavs and Hornets.
So Dallas Mavericks and the Hornets. Who you guys got?
I was going to take the Hornets.
Come on. Who do you think I got?
I don't know. Dallas?
Yeah, of course. My boy's over there.
Who? Doncic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because the game you bet and he banked in like five times.
Oh, bro. That was amazing. That game, I think they were like plus 10 and they were down like 15 points. I'm like, they're going to come back. And, yeah, hit a nice win on that.
Yeah. Just curiosity, Devo, does this say anything about the spread on there, or is it just...
No, I have a
Dallas minus four.
Dallas is minus four. You know, even with that spread, I probably would still take Dallas. So, what's our next game, Devo?
Bucks and Pistons.
Okay, so, obviously, I think everybody's picking the Bucks. Now, I would guess...
I was going to pick the Bucks.
If we're betting them straight up, the Bucks. Now, I don't think they'd be a good one. They'd be a good one if you just want to slightly amplify another pick and parlay it and bet them straight up. But the spread is minus 10.5, favoring the Bucks. Jesus. 10.5's a lot, but I think I'd still bet the Bucks.
I think I would still bet the Bucks as well.
I mean, the Pistons just haven't shown any... They aren't good this year.
Yeah.
They still are just looking forward to Michigan football.
Michigan basketball. Go ahead, Devo.
Next up is the Nets and the Knicks.
Ooh, interesting game here.
Battle of New York.
Stephen A. Smith, you know, he would say Knicks because he's more excited about them.
Yeah. Do they have a spread on that game?
Brooklyn minus 5.5.
And that's without Kyrie.
Yeah.
And Durant's out. I don't know if he's back yet.
Well, I think even with Kyrie and Durant, I don't think they aren't playing good team basketball.
Yeah, they just score a lot of points. They don't play a lot of defense.
They do. But I don't know. I would potentially put... I'm going to pick the Knicks straight up. If we're going straight up, I'm still going to pick the Knicks. But, I mean, I guess if you wanted a little bit of space, you could take the spread. But I think betting the Knicks straight up is going to push, if I do like a 3-game parlay,
it's going to push you up.
It'll push me up to like 12, 14 to 1, or plus 1,200, mm-hmm. plus 1,400. And I think it'd be worth it in my terms. Because I think, if you're looking, it's almost like a value bet.
Right.
I think they are better than the spread is showing.
Okay. I went Nets.
Oh, I was going to go Knicks. But
Knicks?
Yeah.
Next game, Devo.
Next game is the Lakers and the Thunder.
There is no spread on this one, by the way, but in betting this straight up, it's going to be kind of a shitty one if you bet straight up, but...
You know, I'm actually surprised with the Thunder.
They surprising.
They aren't the worst team. No. I think they're at 500 or maybe one game
shy. They are. They're 5-5.
You know, that it's kind of a surprise. I think that teams overlook them, and you NBA teams play to the quality of the team they're playing. It's hard. It's not very common when you're blowing out a team by 40, unless you're fucking playing the Clippers, I guess. But you know, that's
no. You don't blow them out. You just are down by a shit ton, and then you kind of blow.
Oh
them
yeah,
out.
That too. That too. Too.
Yeah.
But I would probably go, of course, the Lakers, as much as I hate that.
And I was gonna I'm go the Lakers. Same. Yeah, I was going to go the Lakers as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. But that's partly because they're my favorite. But anyways, next up is the Grizzlies versus the Timberwolves.
You know, this is a tough game. There's not really great players playing unless Ja Morant. And Ja Morant's not back, actually, not yet. And then I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is either.
I don't think it's going to be a good game.
I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I probably wouldn't bet it either.
I probably wouldn't bet it
even
as well.
With the spread.
Yeah. I would, but for now I'm going to go Grizzlies.
I'll take the T-Wolves to kind of change it up.
And see, I was hanging on the Grizzlies, but
what? You picking them or not?
No, that's where I was going. Sorry. Jeez.
What?
next up is the Hawks versus the Suns.
The Hawks haven't been bad.
They haven't been good either.
No.
They have a lot of injuries, and that's what's hurting them. I'm going Suns.
I'm going the Suns, too. Now, the Suns, the spread is -5.
Really?
Favoring the Suns. Mm-hmm. Now, I think even with the spread, I'd take the Suns. Agreed. I don't know. Basketball spreads, like you said, they don't really mean that much. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't mean as much as, like, football does.
Right.
I think you, yeah.
It's a lot easier to score in basketball, that's why.
Yeah, and you get there are so many players that can make an impact.
Of course.
Like, you know, in football, you're relying on one or two, like mm-hmm. a running back or a quarterback.
Right.
If the quarterback's not playing well, the team's not doing well. If the mm-hmm. running back's not doing well, the team's not doing well. Mm-hmm. In basketball, you have five guys that can get hot.
Right.
And then it makes a difference.
No, and that's where I laugh at it, too. And I'm actually kind of excited once we get closer to baseball season, because it's going to be interesting how we pick. Because most of the spreads are 1.5, 2.5. I mean, 2.5 is very rare.
Right.
But 1.5 is usually where you see, and it's mostly 1.5, plus minus. And that's where it kind of gets interesting, because baseball is so hit or miss.
I hate betting baseball.
I love it.
No pun?
No pun. pun. I love betting it. It's so much fun.
You either score or you strike out.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I enjoy it.
I do not like betting baseball. I am dreading that, and watch me be the best at baseball too.
Yeah,
it's weird how that happens.
Who are you taking, Devo? Sorry, I mean.
I was going to take the Suns. Okay. So next up would end up being the Pelicans versus the Clippers.
Are we still on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Sorry, you said the Clippers.
Clippers are favored by 6, but again, we're betting straight up.
I take the Clippers plus or minus the 6.
I think so too. I don't know what's going on with them.
The Pelicans?
The Clippers.
Oh.
It's just, and as weird as it is, no matter what players are playing for the Clippers, they do this multiple times throughout the year. I think more so than any other team, where they have like a big lead going into the second half or fourth quarter, and they just shit the bed.
Yeah, it happens a lot, unfortunately.
I mean, I hope that it's just because I pay more attention to the Clippers usually than anyone else. But I don't think that's it. It would be an interesting stat to look up. A little hard to find all the information. But it's just, it's annoying. But yes, I still pick the Clippers. Even if it was -6.
I'll go Clips. Okay. Clippers, yeah. And the last one for Wednesday would end up being the Trailblazers versus the Kings.
Portland's favored by 4.5.
Really?
Just so you know.
I'm taking the Kings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go the Blazers, so.
I almost went the Blazers because you said the Kings, but I think the Kings are going to win it.
All right. Thursday.
It's the first game would end up being Heat versus the Sixers.
Now, mind you, some of these, there were two postponed games on Wednesday, and there was one on Tuesday. Which Tuesday was the Celtics-Bulls, so who knows? They could be playing on Thursday. They could be playing on Friday. And then Wednesday, the Jazz-Wizards and Magic-Celtics
Wow.
were also postponed. So we don't know when they'll be playing, but we're just covering the games we know will be played. I'm sure they'll play those games at some point, but just to add that. Sorry, Heat and Sixers.
I'm going Heat.
Ooh.
Remember, the Sixers had a difficulty last week. They didn't have enough players playing.
True. And the Heat have been, like, even though they do not have a winning record right now, they haven't been losing by a lot.
I told you guys the Heat were a fluke.
That they aren't as good as they...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true, but they haven't been losing by a lot.
I agree. Who you got, D-Lo?
So, I'm going to take the Sixers.
Okay.
I'm not D-Lo, though.
Right.
But usually we go in a, you know, clockwise circle.
Go ahead, D-Lo.
He says that every freaking time.
Yeah, I don't know who does this backwards shit.
Huh? As well. I was going to go Sixers as well.
Okay.
Do you play, like, Monopoly counterclockwise?
Shut up. Next game.
Next game are the Hornets, or is the Hornets and the Raptors.
Hornets.
Yeah, the Raptors suck.
I was going to take the Hornets as well.
I was really hoping you'd pick the Raptors. Because we don't have teams in this.
Go ahead.
The next is the Rockets versus Spurs.
Okay, so both of these teams are surprising me. Because I made the prediction the Rockets were going to be better because, you know, Harden was going to actually realize, hey, his job's kind of on the line. Who's going to want him when he's being a dick?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not playing, like, he's not doing anything for the team. Obviously, Harden will always put up numbers, but there's a difference between putting up numbers and putting up numbers and being a team player.
Right.
And he doesn't do that well. Mm-hmm. So, and on the other side... I did actually think the Spurs were going to be better than anticipated, but the Spurs are not projected to do all that well. They have no star power.
Mm-hmm.
But their star power is Popovich. So I'm going to go Spurs. Sorry, that was kind of off topic. just because I can trust the coaching of Popovich over Harden actually leading a team.
And I was going to go Spurs partly because of my background of knowing Duncan. So...
Oh, okay. Sure. Next game.
Christ. Who did you pick?
I chose the Spurs.
Did you? I don't even know if I heard that. Shit. I think I have short-term memory loss.
You might. Go ahead, Devo.
Next game is Warriors versus the Nuggets.
Nuggets have been a surprising team, man. They have not played well. They're in the bottom half of the Western Conference. I seriously thought they were fighting for a one seed. You know, it's kind of disappointing, but I'm going to go in this game, the Warriors.
Give me some of those McNugs.
You want Nuggets?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I was going to go Warriors. So, the next game would end up being the Pacers versus the Trailblazers.
One thing I didn't mention is there were no spreads for this, kind of like we've talked in the past. It's kind of hard to go, you know, multiple days right in advance. There really is no spread.
Right.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, what's your pick? Pacers and Blazers, I'm going Pacers. I think that my main man Sabonis is a monster.
He is a monster. I think I'm going to follow your lead on that one.
All right. Well, I was going to go Blazers.
Go Blazers. Dare to be different. You're already in last, and you have 1,000 picks behind us. So
yeah, and we're way up on you, dude. You got to go like 20-2 for the next couple weeks.
So we'll go Blazers.
Alright.
And then are we going all the way through
Monday?
Are we going all the way through Monday?
No, we can go to like Saturday probably, or
keeps it more relevant.
I mean, yeah, because
we're up on Friday right now.
Do you guys want me to close the garage? I felt like there was like a breeze. I mean, you guys are right by the heater. I'll be fine. I'm warm enough.
I have plenty of fur
to keep me warm.
I'll turn it up a little bit more for you.
By the way, that is a false thing. When people say, like, oh, he's hairy, he's warmer, that's not true.
I'm sorry. It is not. I've never heard that. Or
like, oh, you're wearing a sweater. Like, I've gotten that a lot because, I mean, I'm hairy as shit. But, like, when you have to start shaving a collar in your hair so you can't see it above your shirt, you're hairy.
Dang, yeah.
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 And I don't know, people that don't, it just looks bad. Like, that old, like, dude from Florida, old man from Florida with his hair popping out. I think I'm thinking, like, Magnum P.I., right? Like, it's cool back then. That shit is not cool anymore. Especially when the hair hangs out of, a t-shirt.
I get that.
That's a problem. If you got a little bit with a, you know, a polo or something, Okay, fair enough. You at least tried.
Right.
Made an effort, but goddamn, just trim it down, bitch. Sorry.
Next game.
So we're going into Friday.
Oh, so now we're Friday. So after that, Pacers Blazers was Friday?
Yes. Yeah. It was a small day tomorrow. I mean Thursday.
How about Friday? We got a lot of games on Friday?
Friday.
There are eight, nine.
And the first game that comes up is
Sorry.
Wizards versus the Pistons.
Pinstons.
You know, that's funny. The Wizards have been struggling. Westbrook hasn't really been playing too much. Beal's been on an absolute tear. He made a comment the other day saying that they can't even guard a parked car. God, that made me laugh so hard. And the Pistons just suck. So I'm going to go with the Wizards.
I'm going to preface this by this is another game I would not bet. I think I have to go the Wizards.
I was going to go Wizards as well.
All right. Next.
Magic versus the Celtics.
Great. Oh, I'll jump in since you're still writing, Chris. I've been on a huge... I think the Celtics are a phenomenal team. Mm-hmm. Magic have played really well. And I think I'm going to pick the Magic this game.
You know, and that's where you got to kind of be considerate of this, is that Markelle Fultz has been a key guy for them, but he just tore his ACL, so he is out for the year. But now that gives Cole Anthony a chance to do well, who's a pretty good young player, rookie this year. But okay, you're going Magic?
Yes, sir.
Devo?
Celtics.
I'm going Celtics as well.
Next up is the Knicks versus the Cavaliers.
I'm going Knicks all the way.
I'm going Cavs. That's a back-to-back game for the... Oh, no, it's not back-to-back for the Knicks.
No, it's a day break.
Fuck. I'm still going Cavs.
I was going to go Knicks.
All right, next.
Mavs versus the Bucks.
Bucks.
I was going to go Bucks.
Oh, the Mavs are coming back in this one.
You're always going to pick the Mavs or what?
Yep, I'm picking the Mavs. I'm on a Mavs high. They're down. They have not been playing particularly well. And they're going to be a very successful team this year.
You know, Porzingis is supposed to be coming back here soon.
Is
they're
he?
Big, yeah. So that'll be pretty exciting. Go ahead, Devo.
It's the T-Wolves versus the Grizzlies.
Again, huh?
Yeah. It threw me off. I had to roll up. I was like, wait, I saw that before. Yeah.
Can we go back to the Mavs-Bucks game real quick? Just because when we were talking about that game I watched with where the Mavs were down severely... And they made the comeback. Doncic just looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He just looked like guys, they were trying to guard him so tight. And like they did everything they could to stop him. And he was just unstoppable that game. Now, of course, that's not always the case. It's okay. You can pop the bottle, Devo. They know we were just listening to a whiskey, or we were just doing our whiskey podcast. Oh, come on, strong man. There we go.
I didn't want it to go flying.
He just looks so damn good. It was impressive to watch him play.
He's a stud. I mean, he's only, what, under 22? I think he might be 22. You know, it's kind of crazy. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't want to try and open that.
I'm going to go with, since the Grizzlies won, I chose Grizzlies last time. I'm going to go Grizz again, so at least 50% chance of
that,
me.
Which game was that? I'm sorry.
Grizz and T-Wolves.
Off my phone. Oh, shit. I'm, like, having to go back now. Grizzlies, T-Wolves. I think I picked the Grizzlies last time, too. I think
it's
going to be...
T-Wolves. You picked T-Wolves last time.
I think it's going to be the Grizzlies.
I was going to go Grizzlies still, too.
Ready? Next
up. Next up is Bulls versus the Thunder.
I'm going Bulls. Mr. Zach LaVine has been on a tear.
Yeah, I don't think the Thunder is as good as they've been playing. I'm going to go Bulls.
And I'm Bulls as well. Next up are the Hawks and the Jazz.
That's a long layout. They didn't play in 2 days. They played tonight. I think they're playing the Warriors right now. I'm going to go Hawks.
Who is it, the Hawks?
Hawks and Jazz.
No, what game did you say was tonight? There wasn't a game with the Hawks tonight.
Jazz.
The Jazz played the Cavs. They killed them 117-87.
Yeah, they've been playing well. Fuck. Yeah, I'm going Cavs. I mean, I'm going Hawks.
I'm going to go Jazz.
No, I was going to go Jazz as well.
Okay.
Next up is the Warriors versus the Suns.
Ooh, that could be an interesting game. High power guards.
One. Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
It's going to be a shootout.
I'm going Warriors.
I'm going to go Suns.
See, I do like Curry, but I'm going to go Suns.
Okay.
Clippers versus the Kings.
Ugh. Gotta go with my heart. Clips.
I think I'm going to go with my heart and my wallet. Clips.
Clippers. Next up is the Pelicans versus the Lakers. Or last one for Friday.
Alright, I'm going Pelicans.
I'm going to go with my wallet and take the Lakers.
I'm going Lakers.
There it is.
That one hurts you a little bit, huh?
Is it me or is it spicier than we would be a whiskey podcast? It's a little spicier. It's a little spicier. Really? We could try. It's weird. Sorry, we go through like a whole review on our whiskey. If you do enjoy whiskey, take a look at our podcast, Whiskey Biz Podcast.
And this one was for Winchester.
Yeah, but listen to, you know, all of them, we cover a new whiskey. We cover whiskeys only $30 for our primary episodes, and we release some higher-end ones on our Patreon. But take a look at them if you do enjoy whiskey. You might find a few gems in there. We've found a few that will be sticking around for us.
Mm-hmm. I found two or three that I actually like, and I don't even like whiskey. So
yeah, it's been fun. I like it because we just chat about random shit, and it's fun. Agreed. So take a listen in. Sorry.
We going into Saturday?
Saturday.
So we got the Rockets versus the Spurs.
Should we stop with Saturday? And we have football for Sunday.
Yeah. With it.
Well, we have football Saturday too, right?
True.
This is another rematch.
Yep, I'm going to go with the Rockets this time.
I am too. I think they're going to split these. I hope I bet it the right way.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to continue with the Spurs.
Okay. Next one?
Next one would be Magic versus the Nets.
Going Nets.
The Nets are going to be hot off their loss to the Knicks. So they're gonna win the Nets.
I was gonna say Nets as well.
All right, next.
The next one is the Hornets versus the Raptors. I was gonna go Hornets.
Okay, I'm going Hornets as well.
So I am going to hope that this is one of the games where they actually turn up to play, like they are in Florida or in Toronto. I guess might be better. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the Raptors this game for the upset.
Okay.
The Sixers versus the Grizzlies.
I'm going Sixers.
Sixers.
That's what I was going for, too. Next up would end up being the Pistons versus the Heat. I'm going Heat.
Ooh.
Really? Ooh?
No, sorry. I like the way I did my H.
Oh. I was like, wow, I'm kind of surprised.
I'm going Heat as well.
I am doing the same.
Go ahead.
Next one would end up being the Pacers versus the Suns.
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
That's a fun game.
I think it's a well-balanced game.
High-scoring game, for sure.
Well-balanced game, not games.
Betting the over for sure in this game. Unless it's 230. If it's 230, I'm going under.
That's pretty high, but I think it's like a 125-118 game.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high score.
I'm going Pace.
I'm going to go Suns.
Actually, I'm going Suns.
No take backsies.
Oh, no takes backsies?
I'm just kidding. You can have the Suns.
I'm going to go Pacers just to go against the clock.
Sounds good.
The last game for Saturday would end up being the Hawks versus the Blazers.
Ooh. It's an interesting one.
Hawks.
I'm going to follow suit there. I agree.
Well, fine. No, I was going Blazers. I was feeling Blazers, at least.
Okay. How many games are on Sunday, by the way?
Sunday,
there are another six. Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Did you want to go through them? Is that why you're saying that?
I was just curious, that's all.
Oh, okay.
So just so you guys, what?
I was just going to say, I think going that far in advance, we have another couple games to see how the teams are playing. It's a little hard to predict.
True.
The game's that far out.
True. We'll probably continue with this spread where we do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think that's a good one.
I mean, I don't know how long it truly took us. Maybe
we're about an hour now.
So, but it probably took us about 20 minutes when we started talking about this, you say?
Probably about 30.
30?
35.
It's a little bit easier for us, especially since the NFL is coming to a close, which ties into our next topic of the NFL. You know, I find it interesting, and I like looking at all this stuff. But there are 7 coaching vacancies for head coaches next year. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of them. That is a lot.
The Eagles just got rid of Doug Peterson, which I know that Eagle fans are probably pretty happy about. I'm sure there's some Eagle fans that do wish that he had stayed. Jim Schwartz, who was a defense coordinator, is no longer there for offense. I can't remember which one it was, but he used to be a Detroit Lions coach. He's not there anymore. You know, talking to one of our listeners, they're kind of hoping that Deuce Daly takes over the head coaching role, who was a longtime running back for the Eagles, beloved by all the Eagle fans. I don't think that he ever did anything wrong. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to see if they would keep it in-house into a guy that did play for them. It also means that Carson Wentz might be staying in Philly.
That was going to be my question. Is he going to stay? Is he going to be there?
That's definitely, you know, the talk is like it's most likely that he would stay, which is cool because now it puts a good competition between Hurts and Wentz.
It's not going to hurt them.
No, not going to hurt them.
But you're not going to Wentz at the pain.
Oh, my God. Wentz at the pain. You know, it's kind of interesting to see. I don't know fully what will happen from it.
From the games that I've seen, it seems like the offense is pretty good with both quarterbacks. So
yeah, well, Wentz makes a lot of decisions that are incorrect, I would say. He struggled a bit this year. Now, it could be the system that he was in. Maybe the new coach will take him and put him in another system where he can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I kind of wish that Hurts just had the opportunity of running that team because I think that he can be successful. I see him as another Donovan McNabb. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very successful when he was an Eagle for however many years he was there. You know, and that kind of ties into where if Carson does get traded, I wonder where he would get traded. You know, shoot, maybe the Eagles could try to trade him to the Texans and get Deshaun Watson since Deshaun Watson's not happy.
Are you sure they're not going to the Vikings?
No, he's definitely not going to the Vikings. But, you know, that's like a talk because Deshaun Watson's not very happy with them. He's not happy with the front office. He's not happy with the investment. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes behind it. And even a Texan vet who was there for many years, Andre Johnson, said that Watson needs to stick his ground and possibly leave because the Texans waste players' careers. And that shit was funny.
On that same note, I just I was pulling up Watson because I was gonna like laugh if the Vikings were in the mix.
It's the Dolphins.
But hold on, there's a new article from the Houston Chronicle. It says Johnson won't be asking for a trade, but the Texans need to apologize. So it is an interesting spin because I guess someone familiar with Watson said that he's not going to leave,
mm-hmm.
but that things need to change.
I don't think they do.
I think it wasn't right how if he was led to believe that he should have an impact or
which
a choice.
He should. He's your quarterback.
I don't know. I don't know. You don't get too many like if I'm getting hired for a company, right? And I'm gonna be a main person. Usually, you don't reach out to. Now he's a bigger guy in their organization.
CEO.
But he also here's the difference is he's not a decision maker because he's not a businessman.
Agreed.
And that's where the difference comes in. But
he's
still
trying to get someone to come in to help them be successful.
Agreed. I get that.
Because what he wants is a coach that's going to be relative and held them accountable. He hasn't felt held accountable yet since
college.
Was
he worried about him being held accountable or the rest of the team being held accountable?
Everybody.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, for a guy that legit led the NFL in passing against the greats of Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, you know, these guys that are more commonly known, Deshaun Watson is a running quarterback. That's always what he was, his forte. That's what they always told him that he was. And he proved this year that he was capable of doing more than what is asked of him. He just never was asked to do it. And I think that's where it comes down to. And I think that's where the Dolphins rumors has come to where he has mentioned that he would like to go play down there because they have the right pieces. And not only that, it wouldn't screw the Texans because they can try to get Tua and possibly that number 3 pick. And if they can get both of them for Watson, that's a great deal. It doesn't screw the Texans. It helps the Dolphins because now they got a quarterback that they can truly trust in Watson who's proven mm-hmm. it. And then Tua gets another fresh start. I get it, he's a rookie, but it gives him the opportunity to grow. And not only that, at 3, they can now draft Devontae Graham, who's a wide receiver, and they are both college teammates. Now he's got a key guy that he loves, that he's already played with. Now his chemistry there is above and beyond. It's a win-win. All the talk is that Deshaun Watson isn't trying to screw the Texans, but he might want a new scenery.
Yeah, and I could understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm not fighting that. I think on the other hand, though, if the Texans want to be a team that they get players, if they want to be a team that... Now, they've ruined a few players' careers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, J.J. Watt's probably the greatest example.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mention that J.J. Watt went up to Deshaun Watson and
No, he apologized. Definitely said it. He said that we wasted one of your years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
So, you know, which is funny because if anyone... J.J. Watt should feel that way, and someone should be apologizing to J.J. Watt.
Because
he's been there pretty much his whole career. Has that been his whole career? I don't remember him playing anybody else. He's been there
the whole time. Yeah, the whole time.
I was going to say, I thought that's where he got drafted into.
You know, I mean, that sucks for him. You know, he's basically like another Jared Allen that was a phenomenal end that didn't really get a chance with, you know, they got stuck with some shitty teams. The reason I mention him is he was a Viking and... You know, don't go to the Vikings if you want to be a successful football player.
It's too
player.
Cold there.
No, it's just they, I don't know, they just, they're like the Clippers. I don't know how I manage these two teams.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ. But, you know, I think if the Texans want to get star power moving forward, they have to make this right. Because if they let Deshaun Watson go because of what happened...
Mm-hmm.
Now other players, other big-name players, are going to feel like they're going to get screwed over there too. So they aren't going to get those players.
Okay.
So I think if the Texans want to be relevant, they need to make this right and keep Watson.
Okay. That makes sense.
Or do something, not necessarily keep him, because if Watson wants to go and it's decided upon between both parties, that's fine. But they need to go on different terms. Like, he should be leaving because the Texans tried to make it right.
Right.
I think that's the big thing in here, in this situation.
Agreed. I like that, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead and back onto your topics.
No, that's all good. The next one I was going to kind of bring up is the kid, Taylor Heinicke or Heinicke or whatever like that. That was the kid that was Washington's football team's quarterback.
Is it
Heinicke? I don't know what it was. All I know is that he played in the XFL, and then his very first game, he starts and does pretty good against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I mean, when you lose by 8 to a team that is supposed to demolish you, that was basically what the spread was, about 9.5, you know, how do you fail? Like, that's a great get. That's a great job by this guy. Alex Smith got hurt, so he came in, and he actually did really well. I mean, he passed 26 of 44. He threw for over 300 yards. He threw for a touchdown. He did throw an interception. And then he was a leading rushing yards carrier for them for 6 carries, 46 yards, and a touchdown. That's pretty cool. Like, and we always talk about this, the underdog story, mm-hmm. right? Hence part of our name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And it's cool to see that. I liked it during the year when P.J. Walker, who was another kid that came from the AFL or XFL, which I think was AFL, and he started for Carolina and then won a game. Like, these are stories that aren't common. These aren't things that are known, and these dudes are performing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like curiosity to me. Like, I wonder if this kid will actually have a chance next year to be able to start for them. If they were so high and low on him and stuff like that, and in a playoff game he performed that well, and Dwayne Haskins is gone, he ain't there. Unless they draft another quarterback, they can let Alex Smith play, mentor this kid, and then bring this kid in when he's truly ready, or maybe even give him a chance next year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I starred that and I thought about it, because I was like, that's like a cool thing. Like, it's not common. It's something that you don't see often. Like, kudos to that guy, you know?
Definitely.
But that kind of falls into, you know, the last part of our show here, and that's our picks. Now, last week, Rob went 5-1. I went 4.
I wish I bet on my picks.
I know, right?
Made some changes in there. Not a good choice.
Yeah. Rob went 5-1. I went 3-3. Devo went 4-2, and then Charles went 3-3. You know, you can't. It's hard in the playoffs because you never know.
The one I lost was the Bears, huh?
Yeah, that was the only loss. You know, and it's hard to look at all that. You know, on the year, we're still right around that range. I think Charles is still the only one above 500. Devo's at 48-49-4. And then Rob and I are both tied at 46-49-4. It's crazy to think how many games we've chosen and, like, where we're at now, over 100.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of nuts. We'll go into our picks now of our NFL playoffs. I have Charles's picks since he is not here.
Devo, you want to read these picks off for us?
All right, yeah. So for Saturday, the first game is going to be the Rams versus the Packers.
Now, the Packers are favored by 7. Yeah. You know, it's still a lot in the playoffs, but I think the Packers are ready. They're hungry. They got another week's tape on the Rams. The Rams still don't know who the hell their quarterback's going to be. Jared Goff is still not fully cleared to play, even though he did play last week. And then their other kid that was another rookie, no-name person, he got taken off in a stretcher last game. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, this might be a good one to bet early
mm-hmm.
because it could change.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going Packers.
That's wrong one. I went Packers.
Yeah, I'm picking the Packers as well. I think you take the Packers up to 10 points, honestly.
Really?
And yeah. I took the Packers as well.
Okay.
So. They're going to definitely... I don't think the Packers lose by less... Or win by less than 10 points.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. Charles went the Packers as well.
So we're...
We're all on there, yeah. We're all on the Packers bandwagon.
And here's another thing. We'll kind of... I just want to talk about over-unders.
This week?
Top pick. For this week, our top mm-hmm. over, top under,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. Next game.
Oh, next game. Okay, cool. I wasn't
sorry.
Sure
I was wanting to talk about it later. Sorry, after we went through the picks.
All right. So the next game is the Ravens versus the Bills, and the Bills are favored by 2.5.
The Bills are favored by 2.5. This is the game where I'm actually. Kind of surprised it's only 2.5. I think that the Bills will win by more for one main reason. This is Lamar Jackson's first game in real snow. Buffalo is going to be cold. It's going to be snowy. The Bills are used to playing there. Josh Allen has played multiple games in the snow. I think the Bills win by 6.
Diggs has been a beast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the Bills definitely... And this falls into our category of... 3 and less.
3 and under,
it's
yeah.
It's our only one this week, mm-hmm. and the other ones, they're 2 over 7, 7 or more.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, yeah, it's definitely the Bills.
I went with the Bills as well.
Charles went with the Ravens.
Interesting.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead, Devo.
All right, yeah, so going into Sunday, we've got the Brownies versus the Chiefs.
Brownies, baby. I'm taking them. They get their head coach back. Too.
Plus 10. That's a lot.
Easy.
They played well last week, too.
Easy. They really did. I was actually blown away.
Kind of fell apart at the end.
They did.
But they still held it.
That comes with that possibility. You know, it's funny.
Well, the Steelers are a good team.
Yeah, definitely. And the left guard got hurt for the Browns. You know, when an offensive lineman goes down, you never know what's going to come of it. And this kid that never played, basically, came out and played and did well. He wasn't even expected to suit up. And then came out and actually performed pretty well and played the whole entire fourth quarter for them. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But no, I think the Browns plus 10, I think that's an easy. That's definitely a lock for me.
I think it's a one-score game.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are likely going to win.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I can give them that, but I think it'll be closer than 10.
I wouldn't be opposed to plus 400 throwing the Brownies in one in a parlay. That could be kind of nice.
I'm going plus 10, and I'm gonna bet some money on that. I'm not.
Yeah.
No other games. Just straight up taking that +10.
That's fair. I like it.
What'd you go with, Rob?
Browns.
Okay. What did Charles go for?
Charles went Chiefs.
I just want to pat myself on the back too with my like
you week, picked them last
week 12. Well, I did pick them last week, but in our first episode.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, our team did. Remember that. In our first episode, I mentioned that the Steelers were playing above their ability.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed. In the last, like, 4 weeks that they've played, it mm-hmm. showed that they just weren't as good as they were in those first 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just wanted to, you know, give myself a little pat on the back.
Well, we were all on board with that. I think we all thought the same thing. They had an easy route. But, yeah.
So the next up would end up being the Buccaneers versus the Saints.
You know, on this one...
Oh, sorry, I forgot. The Saints are favored 3.5.
Yeah, I would take the Saints. I think the Saints are good. I think Drew Brees is rested. He's ready to play.
Kamara's been an absolute just beast on the field, too. Mm-hmm.
You know, in that last week's game, it was weird. It didn't really seem like a playoff game to me. It just kind of was just like a lot of things were going through the motions. Drew Brees didn't really have to do too much. The defense for the Saints played exceptionally well. That's why I'm rolling with the Saints this week.
Yeah, I'm with the Saints too. I think that the defense is going to give Brady some problems, especially getting the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. So if the Saints get out to an early lead, it's going to be very hard for Brady to bring that team back against the Saints defense.
Yep.
And see, I went Bucks.
You went the Bucks?
Yeah.
So he has a Brady and you want him to win and potentially win his last season.
I guess it was more
along the... Are you just thinking of his wife?
It was more along the lines of just, you know, how many times he's been in this moment. Like, okay. He's going to bring his team through.
So can I ask you a question on that since you're saying that? Drew Brees hasn't?
I mean, he has, but has he as many times as Brady?
Pretty close.
Can I bring up another idea? Is Brees or Brady a better quarterback?
Brees. I guess that is.
Brees has won wherever he was. Tom Brady is a successful quarterback, but he also had a successful system before. And that's Agreed. A shame that this Agreed. Year they but had to learn.
Also his first year with...
A new team.
And, yeah. and that's where I was kind of like, I don't know if I wanted to go with mm-hmm. the Saints or not. And originally I thought that the Saints were going to go through, but I was like, you know what? I think Brady pulls through.
And that's the thing. Like, Brady has the weapons. He does.
He does.
That's the thing that's a power to him. But what I look at it is that they've had to learn, and if they haven't officially learned it, is that Brady can't throw it deep. The Saints play very, very well short coverage. They play 8 yards and in. They let you throw the deep balls because they got fast enough strong safety and a free safety that are studs that they have fast enough guys to cover those outs if anybody gets past them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of teams haven't been able to blow up big plays because they play the short route. They allow them to throw it deep thinking that, oh, yeah, we can do it. And the next thing you know, they get picked off or whatever it may be. We've watched multiple games this last couple of weeks, at least the last 7 weeks, and we've seen that multiple times where they've tried to throw it deep and Marcus Williams came down and picks it. You know, and the next time down, it's, oh, my God, he was on the team before and then played for the Eagles, and it just went blank. But another defensive back for them, Malcolm Jenkins, goes down and picks another one. You know, these are guys that are veteran corners and understand what they're looking for and also where Brees is looking. So it'll be interesting.
Could just kind of an off topic, well, on topic, but could you imagine the kind of season Brees would have if he had the receivers the Bucs have?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. His best wide receiver has been benched for the last 6 weeks because of lotion being HGH based. Willis Snead.
Oh, yeah.
The dude was a stud. He was averaging 2 touchdowns a week, like, stud, and he loses him. You know, Michael Thomas has been a nobody all year because of personal issues or whatever it may be, but, like, just imagine if he did have guys. And when I look at Drew Brees, he reminds me of Peyton Manning. He makes wide receivers out of nobody.
Yeah, you could argue that Brady's done that for some players, but it's only been slot receivers.
Agreed. And mostly it's just been whatever his name is, Walker or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, and even Edelman, I know he's more of a deep threat for them, but he is more of a slot receiver for most teams. It's crazy to think if Brees had that kind of star power mm-hmm. on the outsides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit.
I forgot to mention, but Charles also took the Saints. So you're the only one taking the Bucks. So kudos if they win.
Yeah, definitely. Watch Brady throw for, like, the most pass yards. So do we want to hit the over-under or kind of our thoughts on these odds to win AFC, NFC, and championship? Do you want to do like our big over-unders here?
Well, the lock of the week for me for an under, I really think that Bills-Ravens is under 50.
I could agree with that. My under for the week was actually the Saints-Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to have a hard time scoring against the Saints. Now, the hard thing to say is the Saints... I think they had 16 games of over... No. Was it 16 games over 20 points? So they didn't have one game under 20 points? 16 games? I don't remember the exact stat. I thought it was 16 games of 30-plus points, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe it was 20. And it was tied for the most in a season. So I really think the Saints are going to score about 30 points, but I don't think that the Bucs can score 3 touchdowns against them.
Okay.
But I do agree, that is a good point. Now that, you know, thinking of the snow and the weather,
mm-hmm.
50 points is a lot to score in shitty weather.
Definitely.
In cold in general, even if there isn't snow. That's tough.
I don't even see really an over that I would bet, though.
I think the Rams and Packers, because the Packers are going to score 30 points.
Yeah.
That was the only over I had for the week. I just think the Packers are going to score over 30 points, and it's going to be one of those, you know, you bet the under, and you're like, sweet, the Packers are winning 30-10. We're solid. You know, there's 4 minutes left in the game, and the Rams score a touchdown, and screw your, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of.
Makes sense. Yeah, for me, I mean, I only have one under. So, to go with Rob, like, I was thinking the over would end up being the Packers and the Rams. And then for my only under was the Browns and the Chiefs. I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
Okay.
And it's going
to
be...
Now, since it's going to be a close game, wouldn't you think that would be more likely to be the over then?
No, I'm thinking both teams may be trying too much with their offense and end up making mistakes. Mm-hmm. So
okay. Now, mind you, I think the Browns-Steelers game ended up almost being like 80 points.
Right.
So,
but again, just I'm not, that I'm, out not there. I'm not the one that is following as closely as you of guys course. Are.
I'm just bringing up that point.
Not throwing my own money into
for
this.
For our listeners. So, do you guys have any thoughts on AFC Championship, NFC Championship? I know, Chris, you were talking about potentially betting the field for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they have a thing here where it says four teams listed versus the field, and the four teams that are listed are the Chiefs, Bills, Green Bay Packers, and Saints. I just kind of found it interesting. I mean, that gives you a chance with the Ravens, the Browns, the Rams, and the Bucks. You know, Devo said it earlier that Tom Brady has won and has been successful. He potentially could win a Super Bowl. I mean, they're 3-1 odds. The Rams, I don't really see them really doing much, especially if they don't have Goff. The Browns can continue to maybe get a hot streak right now, which would be completely awesome. I'd be super stoked for that. And then the Ravens still are one of the best teams in the NFL. Like I'd be kind of curious to see that. And the odds for them to win is +750 for them to win if one of those teams won. That's crazy.
Bringing that up, and you think of the Bucks being the one team that's probably the most likely of those four to win it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only 8-1, so they're +800. And to bet the field to pull in those three other teams, you only lose, you know, half of that. Or
yeah.
You lose +50,
mm-hmm.
basically. So not a bad bet. If you did want to kind of take a fun little bet, maybe root for the underdog a little bit, which is us.
Well, we do, yeah. We'll have to do it.
Yeah, we may have to. What do you think? $10 on it?
$10. I'm with it.
The ones that I thought of on AFC, NFC, I'm still sticking with the Saints winning it. I really think they're, you know, it's 7-1. That's pretty good odds. They have the team to do it. Of course, the Chiefs are favored. But I think the Saints take the Chiefs.
And see, I mean, I picked it last time. I don't know if you... You guys mentioned it, but I went with the Bills, and they're 7-2.
So 3.50.
It's not a bad bet either. I think I don't know if the Bills, if it's the Bills Packers as it's projected to be. I don't know. The Bills are just so strong offensively, and who would be the home team in that game? Would it be the Bills?
You know, technically, I don't know.
I think it might be the Pack. Oh no, it'd be the Bills. They had a better record.
Was it? I like how in the NBA and MLB, it's mostly, actually it's just the MLB now because the NBA doesn't do it, but if you won the All-Star game, that determines who has home game first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the NFL should do that. Play like the All-Star game, like maybe not mid-season, but maybe like week 12 because you're still in or out possibilities.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
And then let them play it out and see who gets it.
That is a cool idea.
So, I don't know. It's food for thought. You guys got anything else you guys want to bring up for our little sports podcast thing here, our underdog sports, or?
Back to our, just to bring this up, just because I mentioned it, the Packers were 13-3. Oh, they were both 13-3. So I don't know who would be home in that game right now.
It's not going to, well, remember, they're not favored. The Chiefs are still favored. And the Chiefs would have the, remember, it's not necessarily a home game either, because they're playing at a third, or a neutral site.
But I'm talking about, in the
Oh, it's whoever was AFC. First. Whoever was ranked first
gets okay, it. So it would have been, the Packers would be home. Mm-hmm. So that could be an interesting game. Actually, both ways, because both of them are used to cold weather mm-hmm. and potentially snow. So that could be an interesting game. That's probably a good one to bet the under.
Packers Saints.
Yeah. Could you imagine Packers Bills in the AFC? What kind of? I mean, those are both offenses.
Bills and Packers are in two different.
I'm talking about for AFC though.
AFC would be like the Bills and Chiefs.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
Or Saints and Packers.
I was thinking if they both made it to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it was because Saturday they're on this. That was my mess up.
No worries.
But yeah, I'm still high on the Saints to win this. I hope they do too, because honestly, well, I don't love Brady, but it would be cool to see one of the old guys win it.
I could agree. Who knows? Well, I think that concludes our show. We hope you guys enjoyed our show as much as we did. Please feel free to reach out to us at Underdog Sports Pod on Instagram or underdogsportspod@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. If you have any insights, questions, comments, concerns, tell us a couple food places you guys want us to try and we'll try it. If you guys have any recommendations, shoot, just let us know. We're open to about anything, and especially, excuse me as I have a hiccup there. But we appreciate you guys listening. Please continue to follow us. Oh.
Before you head off, just a reminder, you know, we want to give you the best content we can. We wish podcasting was cheaper than it is. You know, if you guys are able to support us, we did have some issues with our employer identification number where we couldn't release our store when we thought we could on our Whiskey Biz Podcast website, and that's whiskeybizpodcast.com. We will be releasing some Underdog Sports related products there. So if you are able to help us out and jump over there and buy some products, that would be awesome. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you can't, if you can give us some reviews, ratings, let us know how we're doing. We want to give you the best experience we can and the best podcast we can. So let us know.
Appreciate you guys.
What can I say? Mamba out.